this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Blueville amateur radio club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt, Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. You'll find the website. You'll find the website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Pardon me, I had trouble clearing my throat a little bit. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Bob, it appears that I'm the only one in the queue for Echolink tonight.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for the heads up on that. How are things down your way? I hope you had a halfway decent day, a little better than what we did with all the rain.
All right, good evening, Bob, and hello to everyone up north monitoring and listening. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. And, we got another 6/10 of an inch of rain to give us a grand total for the last 48 hours of 1.7 inches of rain. And I just took Brutus the Wonder Mud outside, and, I'll tell you what, that temperature right now, it appears to be, I'm going to say 31. So we're starting to get a little bit of glazing here, as I noticed that the ground was starting to get a little slick feeling under the feet. So if you are heading out, please do take care. I've heard a couple of calls in our county here for some motor vehicle accidents out on a couple of our roads. So that's Weoxsego County. So do take care if you're out there. I started to play with that new dual band amplifier that I've gotten, and I had to back off from playing with it last night because we had some lightning overhead, so I was like, all right, I'm going to give up while I'm ahead before I end up with a problem and blow the thing up. So I'll get back into that again here probably a little bit later and see what else I can get into with it now with a little higher output. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, very good, Kevin. Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy that, especially if you're running simplex and have any distance between, you know, two stations, that'll find its way through the airways. Also great on reaching the repeaters from quite a ways out. I know my other rig I've got here, a bit more power than this one that I'm on, does an excellent job, although most of the time I take this one because I'm just on the local repeater. This does not have tone board in it. I get a chance sometime. I've got one to put in and get it set up, so that'll help. Well, you have a fine evening. I hope you have better weather tomorrow. I don't know what we're... I didn't look at the forecast to see what we're going to get. I know we had thunder and lightning early in the morning this morning, and dog woke me up. Always seems to scare them. Anyway, you have a fine evening, 7-3. Thank you for checking in, and we'll make another. So we'll make a call for, this is N5AOW, looking for regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT, Echo Link Repeater, KA3TFB here in Franklin Park, Borough. Over.
Okay, Bill, on the Echo Link, KA3TFB, KC2WI, KD2AIT, and N2PFM. Bill, I'm going to grab you first because you're on the Echo Link, so how's things been? Oh, wait a minute. How are things down your way in PA?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB calling through the Echolink system. Young gentleman there, excuse me for stepping in front of you. I know what that's like when someone steps in front of you, and thank you there. Well, anyhow, we have 27 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. It's been lightly snowing on and off all day, and I did have to brush the snow off this morning from the night previous, about a quarter of an inch of what you call, I'm going to call it the type of snow that you put in a plastic bag to ship something in. It was round like that and puffy. But anyhow, good to hear from everybody. I apologize for stepping in front of somebody out of turn, but thank you there, net control officer there, for allowing that to happen. And we're going to get off the Echo Link here, listen here, and top of the evening to everyone. KA3TFB, back to net control, and again, thanks.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you for checking in, and I guess I need to tweak the power up a little bit. Maybe that might make a little better situation. You have a good evening. I hope you have better weather than we had up here. I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit. Okay, we've got KC2WI, KD2AIT, and N2PFM. George, what's going on by you?
Well, good evening to you, Bob. Everybody else on the net. Got a temperature here at 28 degrees. The high today, around 48, and then it just kept dropping ever since, stayed at 40 for a long time, and then now the last couple hours it's dropping, and to say it's down to, the last I looked about 10 minutes ago, it was 28 degrees, and we got some light snow coming down, just like a heavy dusting right now is how it looks at this point. And boy, the scan is really going with mostly with fire, especially chimney fires and ambulance chimney fires, and that, oh boy, it's really been hopping. So with that, we'll say, and with falls also, we'll say, okay, we'll say God bless, 73's all around, everything's quiet here, still working fine, very happy, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, very good, George. Yeah. I know we've had, I've got the other one on here on local fire control, and quite a few calls already from late afternoon till through this evening so far. So we've got flooding around too, which doesn't help. I think they've got a few things to deal with the roads, Moose River Road especially. I think that's flooding over and they've had some problems that way. Okay, you have a good evening, George, and take care. Stay warm. We'll move along to Jeff, KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening. This is KD2AIT. Doing all right. Finished up work. Just reading a couple of things here online. Heading up back. The flu has hit the house here. Wife's got it. So far, I or the kids don't have it. Everybody else has a flu shot but me. but she has to have it because she works in the ER, but didn't seem to help her this year. So I've never had the flu, knock on wood. And I said, I'm going to get the flu shot first time I get the flu or if I reach 50. So I'm almost, I got to see which one comes first. Anyway, just kind of chilling out here. Got some work here. I got to bust out tomorrow, and then hopefully I can take the weekend off. So that's about all I have to report. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, well, you certainly need a weekend off here and there. You're always going. I got a lot on. A lot going. There was something else I was going to say, too. But anyway, good to have you check in. We don't catch you too often anymore. I know you've been busy. And other things going on. Okay, 7-3, have a good evening, and thanks for checking in. Pete, what's going on with you? KC2WI.
KC2WI, yeah, it's 28 here. My digital thermometer says the high was only 40. But I'm not sure if that's right. We didn't have much rain here today, and thankfully not even much overnight, because things were, you know, most of the big puddles were, you know, things were dried up by this morning. And I had two things I needed to do in town, one of which I had done, and the other I was waiting for, which was an actual Apple computer, a MacBook Pro that I updated for a guy. Pretty straightforward job, but and that I had to drop off at some person's place of business who was going to take it to him. And the other thing was I had a laptop that needed to go out for motherboard repair. You know, it's always questionable whether to do that or not. And the guy, the customer, I said, well, if it was my, you know, if it was my computer, I would do it, you know. You never know whether these repairs last or not, although I've had really good success with ones I've sent. But I'm that kind of person. I don't throw stuff out. I mean, yeah, maybe. I forgot what he told me he paid for the computer. It was not a real expensive one. But to my mind, a one or two-year-old, I don't know, three, whatever, I mean, the thing looks like it's brand new. Good Core i3, you know, whatever. Reasonably decent looking computer. If it worked good before it quit, rather than spending $400, $500, whatever, you know, even, you know, $399, whatever, if I could fix it for $120 or something like that, I would do it. So I said, I'll tell you where I'm going to send the next ones. I had an outfit that I dealt with, and they actually did a good job on all the repairs until the last time, and then they kind of they didn't do things right. I mean, they sort of fixed it, but when they reloaded the Windows 7 instead of 8, which actually was probably not a bad thing, but the customer didn't like that, and then they charged me for that even though that was not the real, I mean, it was a mess. So unfortunately, I severed the relationship with that outfit, which was in New York, was in, you know, upstate New York, not the city, and western New York, actually. And so I found another place, basically the same way I found this place originally, which was, you know, online, eBay, and I decided I would try them next time. They get a real good rating in there. They're in down in the city, but it's still New York. It's not shipping it to some other, you know, long distance, real long distance. And so I said to the guy, I'll tell you where to send it if you want me to do it. I'm not, I don't want to get between you and the guy and the repairers. I'll do it for you, but you know, I'm not warrantying their work, and I'll charge you to pack it up. And I should learn that I really shouldn't bother, because it's such an aggravation to pack, you know, make the arrangements, get the shipping, pack it up, and actually get it out. And what happens is now, you know, the cost of the repair is $120 and a few bucks for my initial diagnosis, and then my time, and now it becomes a $200 job. And if it works great, which it always has, like I say, except for one case. But it appears to be an expensive repair, because, you know, I'm not spending 2 hours, you know, filling out the form. I can't afford it. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Hopefully these guys will do a real good job. They'll do it relatively quickly, and I'll have myself a new board level repair place that I can sort of rely on. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's about it. I just put in a request to the county emergency manager to use the EOC conference room for a Black River Valley Amateur Radio Club and Lewis County Emergency Communicators Group meeting. I moved it from Tuesday to Wednesday, March 16th, I think it is. I think Tuesday was the 15th, because I'm going to be busy on the previous weekend, and I just want to give myself a little wiggle room, and we don't have any really commitment to a certain day anyway. So as of now, I'm waiting final confirmation from Bob, but his assistant said, well, the room's available, just let me check with him and make sure. So as of now, tentatively scheduled meeting here in Lowville at the Public Safety Building on Wednesday, the 16th of March, and we always used to start him at 7, so that's the time I picked up to be there earlier. And I've arranged with Kerry, WA2NAN, and maybe some other guys that are doing the digital experimentation on the Kerry's repeater. I'm sure we can get into it from the EOC there. So we'll get on and do a little NBEMS digital message sending. And I never thought to announce this on the other net, but you know, we'll do that. Anyway, so anybody listening interested in whether you're licensed or not, everybody's welcome to come up, see what it's all about, see a little techie stuff, and have some fun. And I'll confirm that when I have the date 100% or the place. But I'm pretty sure. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, at least that gives them a little lead time on ones that might be interested in touching base with that. Sounds good. All right. Well, it sounds like you're quite busy, and you know, I guess you need to get an alternate setup like you're working on now to at least take care of some of the things that may not be able to get to or handle at that particular time. Yeah, maybe this outfit will work out good for you. Hope so. Okay, so with that, I'll make another call. Would anyone else like to check in? This is N5AOW, that control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WN2IHJ, Scott in Whitesville. Good evening.
If I got the call correct, I've got W8 2, Whiskey Alpha 2, India Hotel Julia, is that correct?
Negative. It's Whiskey November 2, India Hotel Julia. Whiskey November 2, over.
Roger, got it now. Okay, how are things down by you?
I just, you know, was about to net, so I ran up here quick and check in. We got light snow. Roads are just starting to get coated a little bit. Other than that, been enjoying the radio today. 10 years been open, and been listening to that for the last 10 minutes. So good net, and I hear Jeff in there, and I don't know the other gentlemen, but at least I know a couple. So back over to you, WM2IHJ.
Okay, very good. I didn't get the name though.
Sorry about that. It's Scott.
All right, Scott. Very good. Glad you checked in with us. Always welcome on this net. Anyone that would care to check in and visit a little bit. Very good. Well, I hope you had at least a little better weather than what we had up here. We had a lot of rain today, and on and off, and then turned to snow late in the afternoon. So I think things are glazing over at this point, probably creating a lot of havoc for some of the roads. All right, I'll make an additional call. Anyone else care to join us? This is N5AOW. Well, I had a good day. Went out in between the rain spells. Took my dog for a run and got a little bit of fresh air. Went around, I came back, and I was in the garage looking at a little bit of the water that ran in from last night. Came in underneath the door. I guess it came down heavy enough where it puddled up there. So, other than that, I stayed in the house and stayed warm, trying to shake this little bit of, I don't know if it's sinus or congestion I've got, but it'll go away one way or another. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's not. It comes and goes a little bit. So. Other than that, great day. I spent more time inside than I did outside, but I stayed warm. All right, I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or light check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I want to thank Scott, Bill, Pete, Jeff, George, and Kevin down in Oneonta for checking in this evening. And everyone have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. 7-3 to all. N5AOW clear.
KD3TFB, this is KD2FBM. Bill, you still got a second?
KD2FBM, KA3TFB. No, I don't. I got 3 hours. Ha 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 ha. How's it going tonight there, Mr. Kevin James? Over.
Hey, not doing too bad. My apologies. I guess I just missed you coming in there because I just told Net Control there was no one else in here for Echolink, and all of a sudden you popped in just at the last second when I was dekeying. So I was like, oh, shoot. So my apologies. My apologies. Yeah, I was going to say, I guess in northern PA, south of us here, I guess the Weather Service was researching a possible tornado touchdown there last night. So I don't know what you heard on that.
No, I haven't heard a thing. And your apology, I didn't know anything about that either. I was running just a little late, and I keyed up, and you were talking, and you would have no way of knowing that I keyed up unless you heard that that off sound that the repeater makes. Of course, you can't tell if it's me or someone else keying up to the repeater. So, you know, hey, that's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes I can see myself logged in on a repeater on the Echolink, and sometimes, like last night, I couldn't see myself logged in. The return flag and the microcode didn't come back and post an update in the data stream. So, you know, I'm out there, but, you know, and I don't know if anyone else sees it or not, but, you know, that's the way it is in Echolink. You know, there's a lot of hidden corners and things that things happen. One of the biggest things that I do here is I go through a proxy server. Now, I sent you last week on your email a list of proxy servers that are now currently working, and you can see where the call signs are and where they're located. Normally, the proxy service that the computer system finds is somewhere in California, and if it's not busy, that's the proxy servers that establishes link. But, hey, good hearing from you, and no apology needed. And I'll look into this tornado thing. I'll look into it, see where what anyone's saying about it. It could have just spun up real quick. You know, they spin up. I was watching the ones the other day down in the South Carolina that haven't come up. I was watching them score through the land up there, and they would rotate, and then it would be what you call mesocyclones. And then, hey, if you ever want to get some formal training, and I don't know what your training is, you go to the FEMA IS-271 course, and it's a weather training course, formally recognized. Back to over to you, Mr. Kevin James from KA3TF&B. Over.
Okay, yeah, received. I'll check out that FEMA 271, I believe is what you said it was. I'll have to check that one out and take a peek at it, see what it's about, and see if I can blaze through it and get another one of those neat certificates for completing something to turn into my fire chief, or to post on my wall for that matter, too. So that ought to be fun. So, all right, well, I tell you what, I don't want to hold the repeater down too terribly long either, because I know Octen's going to be starting in about 2 minutes on the 145-170 down in the Westmoreland area, the Oneida Verona repeater, I guess they call that. And from there, they'll reach out to all the satellite repeaters, including my home repeater down here. So I tell you what, I'll say 7-3, and I'll tip my hat to you. K3TFB, it's KD2FBM, all clear on your final.
KD2FPM, KA3PFB, I bid 73 to you, my friend, and it's IS-271, that's IS-271 on the FEMA home study, and it's weather-related, and it's a good program, very good, very formal, very accurate. You'll get the best and the greatest there, and you don't have to pay for it. It's free, and you can put that on your wall there, or do like I do, put them in a volume of books. I got three volume books of curriculum vitae. Top of the evening to you, and catch you later on sometime. KA3TFB logging off the Echolink system. Stay warm and shovel lightly. Good night.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thanks for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear. Heading back down to the 146850, waiting for Octen to visit us. Take care.
This is KC2OBB, Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo. Dick from Utica calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Map, looking for stations with or without traffic. Your check-ins would be very appreciated. Calling for Octen, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Calling for Octen, all stations with or without traffic.